is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Ori.
It's time for Love and Healing Solutions with Beth and Gil. Gil is a highly skilled pastor who raised up two megachurches in Colorado. And Beth is known around the world as a top-flight psychologist, trauma expert, and gifted healer, and the co-founder of Quantum Technologies, helping people heal all over the world. Together, they inform and inspire people to recycle and repurpose their lives through the currency of healing from breakups and divorce, addiction, failure, loss, and change. It's time for solutions. Please welcome Beth and Gil back to News for the Soul.
Welcome back.
Hey, good to hear your voice.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi. How are you guys doing this week?
I think we're doing well.
I do too.
It's nice and sunny down here in Sarasota.
Beautiful.
Yep. Yeah. People still drive really poorly, but we're okay with that. I'm sure they say
right.
The same thing about us.
Yeah. We're young drivers.
Yeah. Yeah, my son is here. He drove our family German Shepherd down here. So we have a new member of our household, a little 9-year-old, sweet German Shepherd named Queen Jasmine.
Oh,
so we're
lovely.
Happy.
So yeah, I was going to say, so in other words, Beth is extremely happy. Probably one of the biggest and most awesome dog people I know is Beth. So she's already on the same frequency as Jazz. And, so I have to wrestle her away from Jazz so I can get some time with her.
Well, you know, one of my teammates, my colleague in Australia, Sarah Westaway, she sent like a cartoon. It was so cute. It's a bottle that says antidepressants on it. And then when you pour it out, it's a bunch of tiny little dogs.
Puppies.
That is working.
Yeah, perfect.
Really
perfect.
Is.
Whoever created that one was spot on.
Yeah, so we're like really mellow and consistent today because of this dog.
Because of the dog.
Yeah. Your listeners might
as
be like, wow.
As the line opened, I thought, geez, what are these guys on? No dogs.
Yeah, going on over there. So they dog is God spelled backwards, and it's just really good for our souls. So so we're excited to kick off, you know, the second part of the series called 7 Monster Mistakes, kind of the top, you know, screw ups, mistakes. I don't know what word would be, but you know, and in a very gracious way, you know, as we enter into relationships, it's like, it's a roll of the dice in some ways, and it's really a challenge and interesting and fun and sometimes heartache and all those kind of things. And we thought, you know, maybe one of the best ways we can help people is to be just really transparent about our past relationships and even some things we're learning together. Coming up on 4 years of marriage with us and being in a really good spot right now too in our relationship. And so it's just a lot of fun and to be able to talk about these kind of things. And if you remember last week, we were talking about a little bit about this sonar ping that we have. And I just want to start with that because we're going to be talking about this mistake that is like, I loved them. But deep down, I didn't really respect them. I really liked the personhood at the soul level. And so so we're talking about that. This whole idea of I'm on a frequency, and as I do my life, I'm sending out a sonar ping to the world, and that ping is my emotional and spiritual level of development. This, you know, like, and you know this, when someone walks in a room or you're talking to a colleague or someone that's one of your coworkers or someone in the family, and you just go, wow, that person, especially your listeners, Nicole, and the people that we attract are people who have a desire and a depth spiritually, and they want that to be matched by someone.
Yeah.
And so whatever that ping that you're sending out that sonar, it's being received by people with that same level of emotional and spiritual development because they have a ping too. And I notice when I look back at my former relationships, that the ping was not necessarily always a very deep sonar ping. It was like I was telling Beth, I remember I dated this girl once, and this is not at all a slam on her in any way, shape, or form. Anything, it's my thing. But I remember thinking, because she was really pretty, and that attracted me, because I think that we're, you know, as humans, we tend to be visual. But I remember thinking, because we double date, and I would always think to myself, I hope she doesn't talk too much.
Mm-hmm.
It was like that this could get embarrassing. And yet that was the level that I was attracting as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really had something to say about me. And if you know how this works, right? It was like,
I said something about you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I remember, talking later, be like, after a breakup, be like, she was cray. I love this word cray, right? She was cray, cray. And I was thinking, well, she's probably talking to her friends the same way about me. That dude was a whack job. but it's a sobering thought to just know. And even to say, this is my ping level.
Yeah.
I'm sending out this ping.
Yeah, it's a vibration. It's your frequency.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's your frequency. You're sending it out. And it is like a ping, though. It's like a sonar ping with a submarine. You know, you've seen the movies with the ping, underwater.
Absolutely.
It is. It's like a sonar ping that goes out to the whole world from you. And then, and then someone that matches that picks up on that, or someone who likes your ping and wants their ping to be higher or as high as your ping, and it's not, so they're trying to level up.
Right.
And sometimes you put out in for people that are healers or want to save part of your programming that needs to be healed, then you can also attract people that are very, very wounded, and there's nothing wrong with them. They're very wounded. They're in a lot of pain. And then that's not something that you're wanting to sign up for in the relationship. But that happens too when that ping goes out and someone feels it and it's like, oh yeah, well, he'll save me.
That's right.
He's got big shoulders. He'll fix me. He'll save me. Or, in my case, she's got it all together. She's really successful. Oh, good. I don't have to do anything if I'm around her. I can just kick back. She'll take care of it all. So it's like, you put out that ping and you also attract people that they're attracted to that ping for some reason.
Yep.
Either it's similar to theirs, which can be really good, or it's, I want them to carry this for me, or save me or whatever the case may be.
Yep.
But the cool thing with the ping and your vibration is you change it by healing yourself. If we look back, so this is 7 monster mistakes that we've made in our own past marriages and relationships. Okay. The one today is I love them, but I didn't respect them. Or I love them. And then over time I didn't respect them in my case. That you can't, this is changeable. And a lot of time when we go through really hard times, the silver lining is it changes your ping. It changes your ping and makes it healthier because you're healthier. You're doing better. You learned a lot from going through a really hard time. So that's the beauty of how the ping changes when you hit bottom on something, a relationship or something in your life.
Yeah, everything you're going through right now is an opportunity to really level up that area.
It's true.
I mean, I hear this all the time. People say, where's your vibration level? And I love that. I think it's a great term to use. We are all sending out this vibration. We know we want to level up in that. So there's a lot of hope in this talk, I think, to say that no matter where you are in this, it might be sobering or whatever, that, you're going to level up. And there's also, I think, a piece here, and I hear this a lot from people that are deeply spiritual, and they really are in tune with what's going on with God and the world. The question then becomes, will I ever find someone that actually will be at that level with me? And I think that's something I just want to, you know, we mm-hmm. both just want to say is that there's actually hope in that too. And we're going to give you some resources and we're going to kind of, you know, put it out there about how you can find those folks. And I can honestly say that it's one of the things that you want to be doing in this is not hiding that. Okay. So like when Beth and I met, I remember we met in a bar. My dad and her mom put us together, set us up, and we were talking. And I remember being in a really, really good spot in my life because I'd been in treatment working on some really deep things that were affecting me. And I was sabotaging myself in life, building highly successful organizations, like massive, and yet personally crashing. And so I had been doing a lot of work. And I remember kind of being in a place where I was like, well, this is it. You know, if you've ever done this before where you meet somebody and you're thinking to yourself, am I going to say the right things? Or, you know, I'm actually rehearsing these lines, you know, to present myself in a certain way. And I remember when I met you, Beth, I was sitting there and I thought, what a beautiful person. I mean, if you get to know Beth, you'll know that about her. And but I remember thinking to myself, I'm just going to be me.
Awesome.
Like, period. I'm not going to sit here and fake it and tell you things. I mean, I think right away you knew that I was, you know, my sonar had been leveling way up. And I think ultimately I was like, and here's where I am. Here's where I came from. And I remember thinking to myself, I don't know if this girl is going to respond to this or not. But really, in all honesty, whatever's whatever. You know, I'm going to not hide the fact that God was doing a major work in my life at that point. And that I had seen really experiencing some really awesome changes. And I remember even saying to you about some people that you were talking about. And I said, you know, if they need any help, I'm here. You know, I'd love to serve, you know, your friends that are going through some things. And I remember I did. I thought, you know, this isn't going to be for everybody. I thought, you know, Beth might look at me and just go, dude, I just came here to order a beer. You know, we need to talk about these things. But Beth and I sat there for a couple hours and just kind of lost ourselves in, I think, some really amazing conversation. And I remember thinking to myself, oh, my gosh, somebody like this is real. You know, there's someone out there. And I think, Nicole, for a lot of your listeners, we just want to give them hope. You know, don't hide the fact that, you know, if you're a growth addict, if you're a vibration addict, that mm-hmm. you want to see these things because they're the most exciting things in life. I mean, Beth is extraordinarily beautiful on the outside, but what's great about Beth is she's even more beautiful on the inside. And I think for me, that became the most important part because I was like, you know, I don't want to just date someone who's pretty. I don't want to marry someone who's just great on the outside. I think there was this piece of me that was just desperate for this person to be beautiful on the inside. And the only way that was going to happen is if I was just honest.
Well, it's interesting because, again, like I was saying about hitting rock bottom, both of us had gone through rock bottom in different ways. And both of them involve relationships, you know. And mine was a marriage and yours was a marriage plus really healing deep abuse wounds with your dad. And, you know, we had both gone through a lot. And I think when we're talking about this ping that we put out there, you know, I didn't know you before. So I had no idea what your pre-ping was, you know. Before you worked on yourself so deeply, I had no idea. I heard stories. Oh, I saw stuff. You showed me your Facebook page and social media from back in the day.
Yeah.
And I remember looking at your picture and going, that's you? Like, it didn't even look like you at all because who you were changed so much that I don't recognize that guy that people will tell me about or that, you know, someone mentions that I know now, like Bob and Patty or some of our friends that knew you a long time. It's like, wow, that person, I don't know him. And I think I love what you said about choosing to be authentic and not put on any airs. You know, and I I've mentioned Vernon Howard before and Guy Finley as spiritual teachers that I like. And that's one of the things that was, that's one of their big messages in teaching is, you know, pretense. There's no place for pretense. There's no place to be pretentious. There's no place to put on airs or act a certain way. The only place there is to be authentically who you really are and to drop all that other stuff. Drop the costumes, drop the, you know what I'm saying, drop the fancy outside stuff or I got to be a certain way and just be you. And you made that choice and so did I. And I was raw from a divorce and crying and right before I met you. I was crying 2 hours before about I couldn't believe what my life was and how it had gone downhill like a speeding bullet so fast. It seems so fast. And I look back, I was like, no, it's more like a decade.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I think that that's so critical, what you just said about that.
Yeah.
Being authentic. Because even if you're not authentic, your ping is. And mm-hmm. the energy you put out, the vibration you have, and you can tell if someone's being fake anyway. Especially if you have any level of intuition and being present. So I think that's, I don't know, I just really like that. I really like that example.
Well, I'll tell you what happened in that way. And I think, you know, one of the things I think people want this, okay, so I'll put this out there. Whether you're on a dating app, whether you're out there networking and you're meeting people and all that, wouldn't it be nice if you could basically know if this person had any, like your relationship would have legs sooner than later? Like I find myself going for 3 months and 4 months at a time, maybe even longer, until I was like, ah, this isn't going to work. Well, the reason that was because I kept trying to figure out what she wanted. And then, you know, I mean, just all that authenticity got lost. It was kind of me kind of trying to figure it out and saying, well, maybe she'll catch up or maybe I'll catch up, whatever those things are. And I think most people, wouldn't it be great if you could say, hey, you know what, I met, you know, I went on a date with somebody and that was a no. Sooner than later, like, get on with your life. Like, it's like, get next, you know. I want to be able to figure this stuff out earlier than later when it gets really messy and can really be hurtful. And I think a lot of folks would say, you know what? Yeah, I'd like to know this stuff a lot sooner than what I've been doing. And the only way to do that is if you just level with who you are right away and say, this is what I'm looking for, you know? You know, I think the hope there, again, is if you're single, you can up your ping level. I think if you're married, you can too. And the marriage piece of this can get trickier, and we understand that. But I think there's also a really great time to say, hey, I want to upgrade us, me. I want you to love and respect me so much more. I mean, that's something that's really, really big for me to know that when Beth goes out and she's talking about me, that she's going, man, that guy, I love my husband. He keeps growing. He's doing really well. Like I know for me, I want that, you know, I want to know that when we walk away from each other that, man, I do this all the time. It's really easy to talk positive about Beth because, well, basically 95-99% of what she does is positive. I mean, she just does really, really great things. So it's important, okay? And the request is important when you're in a relationship, even dating, to say, will you come with me and work on you too? Will you come with me? And then will you work together with me on our relationship? Because there's so much more there, and I want to experience that, and I want to explore that, and I want to sense this, and I want to be with you in this. So there's a big, I think this is a very courageous and brave thing to do, because when you look at someone and say, will you come with me, you know?
Yeah, I think that I say that to at least one client a day that I work with, because people have, like you and I both did in our previous relationships, people want to try to make it work. Nothing is changing and they don't know what to do. And they're afraid to say, you know, what they see as an ultimatum. They're afraid to say, let's work on something together because, okay, we're in a rut or we've been married this many years or blah, blah, blah. Oh, I can't say that, you know, to him or her. No, it's, I want to make this better, don't you? And let's brainstorm some ideas for that, or let's get some help together, or let's both work on something. let's share, you know, you give me a list of things that make your heart sing, and I'll give you a list of mine. And then let's do those for each other. You know, bullseye list. And we'll talk about that more, I'm sure, another time. But, yeah, it's like, okay, this is what hits the bullseye for me. Make my heart sing in a relationship. And if you really care about someone and you love them and you respect them, you're going to try to do something that makes their heart sing on a regular basis. It's not, okay, let's do this for one night. Okay, great. No, it's like making that part of what you do, and let's work on this together because it's worth it. But people are so afraid to bring that up. They're afraid of abandonment. They're afraid of arguments. They're afraid of anger. So instead, they just fold tent and keep it the same. And then the relationship degrades over time. So I like that. Yeah, it's like, will you come with me? Will you come alongside me and walk beside me? And we'll both go on this journey together.
Yep.
Because life is about growth and transformation. And a lot of times when we couple up, we stop growing. We couple up and, oh, it's all whatever his interests are, I'll go and do that then. Well, what about mine? I just lost myself.
Yeah.
Or we couple up and it's like, okay, good. I found who I wanted to find. Okay, you know, I don't need to do anything else now.
Yeah.
And that's not how we're created. It's not how we're intended to be. We're intended to continue growth and transformation. And in my opinion, We are growing and learning every moment of our life until we're not here, and probably after we're not here too. But to me, it's all about reconnecting to spirit, reconnecting to the divine. And you don't do that by coupling up and then stopping any growth. That's not how we're designed.
Yeah, not at all. I think for and I'll just throw this out there because I think it's important that we get down to the basics on this before we kind of ascend the mountain. But I love it. It said that low-level vibration people talk about other people. They're always gossiping. You can find someone else and blaming, and there's always someone out there you can talk about. You can fill up an entire day and really weeks and an entire life just taking shots at others.
Mm-hmm.
Low-level vibration people do that. Medium-level vibration people talk about events. And so their whole thing is, you know, Beth and I know couples like this are always at concerts. They do. I mean, we love concerts and all that, but I'm talking about these are folks that are all about these events. There's always something event-wise, and that's safe, right? It's safe to talk about that, right? So middle-level folks do that on their vibration. The highest vibration people out there talk about ideas. They talk about the soul. The highest vibration people talk about what could happen if we pinged together.
Mm-hmm.
With what God is saying and what is happening in our souls, that our souls are singing, what could happen if we actually lived a life together like that and then just influence the world in such a great way? These are the kind of conversations that you want to have. Beth and I talk about this all the time. Like, we don't want to spend another year. We don't want to be just doing life at low level or medium level vibration. We want to do it at very, very high vibration. And so our discussions are not bad versus good. Like, is this a bad thing or a good thing? This is a really good thing we're doing. Let's get better. What's a better thing than this? And then what's the best over better? These are the conversations that you want to be having to say, but what if, right? So like we've been using this a lot. We'll say an idea will come by and Beth and I will go, sure, why not? Sure, why not? And usually it's something that's very scary to us, right? It's like, that's going to require God to really show up. That's going to require some real movement on God's side of it. And we get, you know, we'll look at each other and go, all right, gulp, here we go,
mm-hmm.
You know? But it's not gossip, and it's not about just this next event thing coming up. It's about life that is just awesome. And we laugh a lot, and we have fun, and we're even saying, like, how can we do that? And what are we going to do to deepen our own relationship soon? So we just want to say, you know, this whole good, bad thing, you know, is simple, by the way. And I'll just say this, okay? God talks about this too, all the way through the scriptures, right? He talks about like, okay, so you're dating somebody and they're an alcoholic. I'm just going to say this, okay? What are you still doing there? If they're an alcoholic and you're not, if they're an alcoholic and you're going, come on, if there's any sort of addiction level with narcotics or something like that, I'm just going to tell you right now, that relationship's not going to go very far. Colorado right now is the absolute worst place for a single woman to find a mate. Colorado is known. Studies have been done. It's the worst. You know why? Because marijuana is legalized there, and every dude does it. And I'm just going to say it. Dudes like that are going 15 miles an hour in a 100-mile-an-hour world. And I don't know what you want to do with a dude going 15 miles an hour. You're going to run that person over. Well, run them over and get on, man. Find the people that are going 100 miles an hour. Find people that are killing it out there in the world. Find people that are grabbing the world by the, you know, by the balls and going for it. That's the guy you want to be with. So if there's something going on where somebody's, you know, got this addiction thing, just it's okay. Look, I went on a 6-year bender. I knew not to hook my wagon to anybody because I wouldn't have done that to anybody. Mm-hmm. It's a bad time. Those days are over, and I'm back in the fast lane, in the meaningful lane, in the great lane. Okay, so just if there's some sort of addiction happening there, how about this one? The person you're with sleeps around with other people,
and you know it.
But you stay in there. Like, part of me just goes, what are you doing? Like, these are easy decisions. That person who you're walking down the street with and another good-looking dude or whatever goes by and they go, whoa, like, you know, it's like, wow, that person. I don't know. Why would you stay with anyone who didn't just only have eyes for you? Why do you stay with anyone that has eyes for others? I mean, this is important. You know, there's one woman on this earth that captures my heart and my eyes, and I'm married to her. And I mean, she's it. What would it be like if I was going, man, hey, honey, today, man, we're out on a date or something, you know, a date night, and I'm rubbernecking, looking at others. This is embarrassing. You're the guy or a girl like that. And I've been there where, you know, I'm dating someone and that person obviously has eyes for others. And I'm just going, what am I doing here? You know, or how about this one? He hits you. She hits you. Yep. We have a situation right now and it's near, she is this girl's near and dear to our heart. She's one of the best people we know. And we just found out recently that this dude's broken both of her eye sockets. This guy's got a rap sheet a mile long. Since he was 15, he's been a female beater. Like seriously, like I just want to go, what are you doing in there? Like, are you so scared to be alone that you'll take a guy who is physically abusive? Come on. God never says, hey, stay in there. You know, you stay in there and take some more of those shots. Maybe he'll come around. Probably not. Seriously.
No, you got to get out and keep yourself safe.
Yep. And or maybe you're with a woman right now and she's exited emotionally. Maybe she did this a long time ago and she's just kind of willfully checked out with you. I made that mistake. I remember my mom looking at me one day and she said, Gil, you know, this girl, you're going to be, this will not work. You will be leaving her because she is, Gil, like my mom's so great. She's like, Gil, you deserve so much better doing in there. And like, she's like, can you tell that you're the one that's pulling all the weight in your relationship? Have you noticed that you're, and I'm over there going, that's right. I will save her soon. And my mom just, so this whole, remember the Clash had a song, went, you know, should mm-hmm. I stay or should I go now? All right, so should I stay or should I go? Some of these are really easy just to say, man, this is not for me. And there's a time to be able to sit down. And you can lovingly do this. You know, you can just say, hey, it's over. and I wish you well. I wish you well, but it's time to go in opposite directions. So level up in your vibrations. The people that are hitting you or that are caught up with narcotics or other, you know, they're medicating or they're sleeping around with others. They've exited emotionally. Those are very low vibration. And so you want to be able just to say, look, I'm not even looking at that anymore. I don't need that. So those are the easy ones. Those are the easy ones. And then you go, okay, I want to, you know, how do I know that this one is going good? You know, how would I know? So there's five ways to be able to say this is a high vibration relationship. Five, I call them check-ins. So you want to check in with five things. The first one is, well, what's God saying about this? You know, I mean, I know that God wants my best. I don't know what your scriptures are, whether it's the Quran or the Bible or, you know, maybe yours is the Buddhist text or whatever it would be. You want to be able to say, you know, God's will is in God's word, and I'm going to find, is this something that he is on par with, right? And then the second check-in is with your spiritual community. You know, I don't know whether it's your pastor, your shaman, your spiritual guide. They may know both parties, and they know you, and they know the other person, and so you're saying, do I get a thumbs up? You know, do I get a thumbs up on this one? And just so do I get a thumbs up with the scriptures? Do I get a thumbs up with spiritual guide? Do I get thumbs up with wise friends? You want to check in with them. Balanced friends, no taking sides friends, mm-hmm. willing to tell you the truth friends, willing to tell you the truth of what they see friends. These are friends that are just like, hey, man, you know, I remember having those, and I remember saying, what do you think? And I remember my friends looking at me and going, well, that looks like a 15-minute relationship.
Yeah.
But you've been in there a very long time, so. You know,
I had a friend say to me once, and I have loved her forever since then, because she had the courage to speak truth to me. She said to me, I was married, and she came over for a few minutes, and we were going to a party. I don't remember the situation, but she was driving, and we were going to a party, and she was in my house for about 5 to 10 minutes, 5 at the most, probably. And we got in the car, and she looked at me, and she said, do you realize that he put you down 5 times in 3 minutes? And I said, what are you talking about? She goes, you're so used to it, you don't even notice, do you? And I said, tell me. Please tell me, what did you see? And she told me. And I said, oh, well, he does that all the time. She's like, it doesn't make it okay. And she was the first person to point out what I did not want to see. And I value her so much, and I know her life, and she's a person who has really healed herself, Rhonda.
Mm-hmm.
And I really respected her opinion. Now, if she was just, you know, she was a wise friend to me. She wasn't just someone, oh, you know, yes, like the taking sides friend or the one who's always going to tell you what you want to hear. No, she's been through enough life that that's what she had to say, and I trusted her, and I knew that she was right. So in all of these, you're talking about, you know, five ways, right?
There's 5 check-ins, yeah.
Okay, 5 check-ins, right. So scripturally, what works for you there, a spiritual community, advisor,
yep.
even therapist,
mm-hmm.
Wise friends. For all of these, you have to be open to the truth, or they don't work, right? Be open to the truth. So it's like, okay, you know, God, to the divine, show me. Please show me the truth. I might be scared of it. I may be, part of me doesn't even want to see it. But I have the intention to see the truth of all of this. And then going forward. Because like a spiritual director that you're working with, Gil, said to you the other day, people are either life-giving or life-taking.
Yeah.
And we better be able to know the difference. And my wise friend Rhonda knew when she told me that day. And I was ready to start hearing the truth. And she was the first person that spoke it.
Something you said there, I think, is really awesome and scary. Actually terrifying. The terrifying piece of this is that I bring, and I, you have to be honest, when you said I was ready, kind of initially, barely, but in, you were ready to hear the truth. Because what happens when you hear the truth is the truth comes up against you. It comes up against a piece of you. So I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. I was dating a woman a while back, and I really liked her. She was actually a blast and had some, a lot of talent too, just all these kind of things. But I kind of figured there's some stuff in there that I was like, I asked her, I said, you want to go meet with my therapist? Cause I wanted him to meet her. And then he had a therapist partner that was, so they met with us together. So he brought in his therapist partner. It cost me $100 to do this. Right? It was like $100 an hour, I think. But hey, $100. Think about this. $100 to know? You know, because these two are highly skilled at being able to see people's hearts and lives and be able to know. So I told my guy, I said, we're going to come in, we're going to spend an hour. And then we spent a half hour with them together. Then we broke up. Went into different rooms. I went with him, you know, she went with his, you know, woman partner. And then we were finished an hour later. And he said, okay, we're going to meet tomorrow. We're going to talk about this, you know, me and my business partner here. And then my therapist partner. And then I'm going to call you and tell you what we see.
Yeah.
So he called me the next day. And I was like, okay, here we go. And he goes, you better run. He goes, you better run from each other. Like, not like you're good, she's bad. It was like, you guys are the worst fit known to people ever. And I was sitting there going like, wow. And I remember thinking to myself, well, did you interview the same person I'm dating? She's amazing. You know? He's like, yeah, you're so blind.
Oh.
Did you listen to them?
No, of course not.
You're kidding
me. No way.
Gil.
I'm amazing. I can save anything.
You did. So you did all of that and then you stayed with her anyway?
I sure did.
I'm sorry I'm laughing so hard on air.
Look, I'll take it. I
That is so you. Oh. That is so you back
you know,
then.
Learn to laugh at yourself. There's plenty of material.
No way.
Yeah.
Gil, I never heard that story.
Oh, I just remembered it.
That's too funny.
Right? I think I put it away. I think I forgot it because it was so traumatic. I'll never forget the phone call. I remember where I was in the house when he said, now you better run. And I'm not kidding you.
Oh, man.
There was a big part of me that was like, thank you for that and no thank you. I got this.
Well, it gave you something else to conquer,
and
that was your space. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I wasted.
You were like, okay, just tell me I can't do something.
I wasted months.
Oh wow!
And part of my soul, you know, because you give people that. Anyway, I tell you what, though, if you have the courage to do that, do it. But make sure your heart is really prepared to hear the truth. Because it was later when we had this awful breakup that I remember thinking, God, Gil, you're just, I mean, you know, seriously, it's like I have the best intentions in the world. I just want to say that. And, you know, yeah, the universe doesn't grade on intentions. It grades on results, you know? So anyway, my vibration was quite crazy at that time and very much plugged ears. There's a word literally in the old Greek, in the ancient Greek, they call it plugged ears.
Really?
Yep. Mm-hmm. I had plugged ears. But I think that's really important, though, still, again, even though I made a mistake there, you know. So anyway, okay, so you've got this. You want to check in with whatever your God text is. You check in with your spiritual community. You check in with wise friends. And then you pray and you say, okay, God, you know, I'm really open. Whether it's your higher power or the Holy Spirit, or you just call it spirit. You say, you know, it's outside of yourself. And you say, please guide me in this one. I want to match your frequency with this person, right? And then the fifth check-in is with you. So I'm going to say this, okay? You have a very powerful, deep voice within you. And if you listen to it, after all those things, if you listen to it, you'll know.
Yep.
You'll know. I think you know. Like right now, we're talking to you. You know.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like Beth and I are giving you all these things. Right now, you know. You know deep in your soul whether you should be with that person or not. You know it. I'll be honest. I wouldn't have taken that girl to my therapist if I really thought we were going to make it. I actually went there going, please, dear God, help me. And then I still wasn't ready. But I knew, right? It was like I needed to have this data point.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, these are five data points. And if you go and check in with these five data points, you'll know. You'll know. And you know, Beth and I have known every kind of story imaginable, both in our own lives and others. We've seen Hail Mary miracle recoveries in relationships.
Oh, yeah.
And we're in awe of those. You know, I mean, God is real. Everybody's like, God's not real. I'm like, oh, then you're just not seeing. There are Hail Mary miracle recoveries going on out there. And then I think the bottom line is, too, and Beth talks about this a lot, and I'd love you to weigh in here, but far majority, I think, just stay in these, like, scared, in their own minds, it's a safe zone, but let me be honest, it's a dangerous zone. It's because they don't want what the result would be if they really listened to their heart and to God and to their friends, their spiritual guides. They're scared to death. I know for me with that woman.
Yeah.
She was a blast, and I just didn't want to listen. I didn't want to be lonely. You know, it was me and my four kids. I had been divorced for a while, and
sure.
I just wanted to have fun. You know, I mean, we all. You know, even though it was an absolute crazy thing. And I hear you when you talk to some of your clients, and I know you hear me when I talk to some of mine, and there's this part, we look at each other and go, this is so obvious.
Well, fear is very difficult to overcome. And most people think, you know, better the devil you know. Better the devil you know than doing something different or confronting something. I worked with someone today who is really going through it in her marriage. And she is very convinced that her partner is cheating on her. And I give her all the credit in the world because she's going to talk to him about it today. And
wow, good for her.
Yeah, because most people won't. Oh, I think this is happening. But, you know, I don't have any proof. So I don't really know. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you have proof. It's how you feel. And if you feel uncomfortable with this relationship that he's in, that's supposedly a friendship, if you're uncomfortable, listen to your discomfort. Because your gut feeling will never lead you astray. That doesn't even mean he's having an affair. It's just you're not comfortable. There's a reason why. There's a reason why you're not comfortable. Trust that. You don't have to accuse, but trust that lack of comfort. And she spoke to him and she texted me.
Wow.
And he's agreed to stop this relationship that started out as professional. And they've agreed to try to get back the spark in their marriage, even though they, you know, have kids now and all this, and it's been years. So, again, it doesn't always work out as a fairy tale, but feel the fear and do it anyway.
Yep.
Everyone's life in that relationship depends on it.
Right on.
Yeah, and, you know, Gil, you always say, secrets grow in the dark. And they do. So to sit there in pain, she's like, and I'm in pain and I can't sleep and I'm stressed out. It's like, you got to talk.
Yeah.
You've got to talk.
Get it out.
You've got to bring it up. And fear stops people. And it's no irony that fear is the thing that blocks us from health, healing, transformation, and connecting to the divine. Fear is the open door for us to ruin our lives. Because when we buy into fear, we just sold our soul.
Yeah, there's another side of the coin of fear. Mm-hmm. And that other one is your deep desires. So, like, if I'm with somebody and I have these deep desires, but I notice we're not getting there, I have high fear at that level. So when you talk to, when you sit down with this person, and please do this, what Beth is saying is flat out imperative. It's a non-negotiable. Okay, if you don't talk, that's on you. It's on you. So you got to be able to say, hey, I'm really afraid here.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm terrified, and I'm terrified because I have these huge desires for my life and for us. You know, you're not just afraid to be afraid. You have great desires. Look at you. You're vibrating at a really high level. That's why you have fear. Because your vibration is growing. It's leveling up. And this is exciting. The more I grow, sometimes I have fear. And the fear is because, are they going to come with me? Are they going to stay in their patterns? And then be honest about your anxiety. When I hear this, a friend of mine from our church recently was talking, and she said, I'm losing sleep, you know. And every time I hear that, I go, man, that sucks. You know, God doesn't desire us to sit there at night staring straight up at the ceiling and then thinking morbid thoughts. His desire is that we work through our anxiety. Because here's the deal. If you have high anxiety, it's because you have great hope for something. And you're so nervous that those hopes will just lay there on the shelf and never be birthed.
Mm-hmm. And you're not expressing your truth about something.
Yeah, so express it. You have enough of the shame behind, well, should I really have these kind of desires and hopes? Of course you should. Who do you think gave those to you? Those were given to you straight from the heart of God, who loves you deeply and irrevocably. And, you know, Beth and I say this, in the biology of belief with Bruce Lipton says this all the time. Your cells are being run by one of two things, fear or love. And if your cells are being run by fear, your immune system breaks down, you're probably sick all the time, and you wonder what's going on and why you're not getting traction in life, because your cells are listening to fear, or your cells are being run by love. When your cells are run by love and you're in the center of God's will and heart and your vibrations are up, then, man, you have a shot to live a beautiful life. But if you're not going to live it, then just be honest that your fears are controlling you.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? That's on me. No more blame. Can't blame your husband, or we can't blame this dude you're dating. Can't blame this girl. You can't blame your parents. You got to say, you know what? The cycle's stopping here. And I want to live an incredible life. You know, Beth and I look at each other. We do. We both know we're gunning it. We are. You know, we talked the other, you know, sometimes we were talking the other day, and we're like, we want to put some points on the scoreboard before of lives changing. We want to be influencing people for good, and we want to put more points on the scoreboard before we pass. And our hope is that God gives us, you know, 100 more years, a long time, to be able to do that. I'm serious. I know that you do too. I guarantee you, Nicole, your listeners are wanting to team up with somebody that has high vibration like they do. They want to go for it. There's a lot of fear and anxiety, but they can become brave and courageous and overcome that and speak your hopes and dreams. Speak your hopes and desires. Speak them. Put them out there. Put them out there. You know, it's important. Because if you don't, I mean, this, I Beth and I, this is what we deal with people most of the time, is they're living a really sucky life and they're really hurting because they just haven't listened to themselves and they haven't spoken what they really want. Speak what you want. Speak it. And then it's out there. And God can take that. And I do this. I say, God, not my will, yours be done. Look, not my will, yours be done. Let's go. And I tell you, his will is even higher than mine and better and awesome. So this is important, you know, really, really important. Anyway, what do we got? 7 minutes. We probably got it. Are we?
Yeah, well, it's a great stopping point.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and I think that if you want to give any of those resources, that's good. But you know, the truth is, I think people are afraid to speak the truth because they're afraid of losing something and they're afraid of losing the relationship. And is it any relationship at all if you're afraid if you speak your truth that it's going to end? Then is it any relationship at all?
Sounds really good.
Right? The answer is no.
That's really good.
So don't stay with the devil you know.
If you deserve better. God, that's so powerful. Yeah. Don't stay with the devil you know.
You deserve better.
I love that. Well, it might end. You know what?
There's nothing already done.
Yeah. Like, oh, well.
It's an image and a fiction at that point.
Yeah, I just know my heart for people. What's your favorite? Are those four?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think four. Beth and I always want to resource people.
Mm-hmm.
But these four books meant a lot to me. So, again, Dr. John Gottman is number one. Just go, whatever he's written, go get it. And Gay and Kathleen Hendricks, Conscious Love is just a phenomenal. Whatever Gay and Kathleen Hendricks write, go get it. Kim Keller, who just passed away today, at 72 years old, pancreatic cancer, one of my mentors, one of the greatest, basically the C.S. Lewis of our generation.
Yeah.
Here's a book called The Meaning of Marriage, Facing the Complexities of Commitment with the Wisdom of God. Phenomenal. Sacred Marriage by Gary Thomas. Don't read that unless you want to be absolutely challenged out of your socks. Sacred Marriage by Gary Thomas talks about how God uses relationships to develop you and deepen you to see your vibrations raised up, but it's not for the faint of heart. Love and Respect by Emerson Eggerich. Love and Respect, really, really good. I always say this, eat the chicken, throw away the bones, any of these, it's okay. No one's perfect. No book is like sums it all up. But just, you know, so you might go, I like that part and I like that part, right? Gretchen Baskerville just came out with a book a couple years ago called The Life-Saving Divorce, Hope for People Leaving Destructive Relationships. Hope for People Leaving Destructive Relationships. And Gretchen Baskerville is just, man, she's great. She's just great. So those are the four. And
that's all we got.
Yeah, I think that's it for today, man. Okay, we promise we'll laugh more next time.
Oh, yeah, we're serious.
We'll laugh more. This is a little serious. Yeah, I'm gonna do a stand-up act next time. Man. I'm gonna bring my best Robin.
Let's dog time just before the show.
Well, we sure appreciate you and your listeners, and seriously, not for the faint of heart on some of these things we're talking about, and we can tell you, man, you've got great hope, and you have just such great hope. You know,
well, these are muchly needed truth bombs, and you've been truth bombing all through the last hour. I love it, and I'm looking forward to more.
Thank you, Nicole.
Yeah. That's all we got. 2 weeks.
That's it. We're wrapping. Oh, good thing. 2 minutes to the being actually cut off. Beth and Gil are all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. I've also been spending a lot of time with my dog today, so you can probably tell.
Oh,
yeah,
good for you.
Newsforthesoul.com. And I'll be back in 2 weeks. Yay!
Okay.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.